to become a worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m. Our morning worship service at 11 a.m. Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you and may God bless you.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel. Transmitted all day.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song's for you.
Today's a new day. Thank you for tuning in to the radio ministry of the Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer, located in Leesville, Louisiana, the place where the Spirit and anointing, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, abides in abundance. The Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer is located at 1100 Nona Street at the intersection of Nona and Barone. And now, to our pastor with an anointing sermon already in progress, Pastor Annie Mulberry.
Got the heavy load of all that money off you, we had the offering.
So one of the things my man wrote and read,
some of y'all
is
anxious as to come up and say, well, come on.
Another thing that
so heavy with all this money we going on to. Thank you, Jesus.
So if Jesus cannot lie, what's in this verse?
Father, in the name of Jesus, we come right now thanking you for your mercy and your kindness. I send you to have your way tonight, God. Use this your vessel, Lord Jesus, that you speak through me and say what you would have me to say to you people. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. I bind you by the power, the authority of Almighty God. I command you to loose the minds of the thoughts of God's people. I command you to loose this room. I command you by the power of Almighty God. I command you to go in the name of Jesus. And in Jesus' name it's so. God, we give you all honor and glory. In your name we pray. Amen. 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 Amen.
Scripture, y'all.
I want to be able to freely allow you to have his way. And I thank him for using me. No, he don't have to. He don't need me. If I don't do it his way, he'll replace me. Too many folks today think God needs me. They made me do this and they made me do that. Well, I'm not one of them. See, here I am, my Lord. Send me, God. Anything. He said, whatsoever your hands find to do, do it. Praise God.
Everybody has cheered for you.
That's what I'm talking about.
Everybody who said I'm number one in my book, yes,
it is so. How big is your God? Yes. I'm going to be coming from Deuteronomy, the fifth chapter.
You've got to be careful to ride.
Which is a little whiskey. Father, you have your way. Fifth chapter, and I'm going to start the 25th through the 33rd verse. That's what he gave. Well, now, why she even study the first verse? How's she going to jump in the middle? Well, ask him. He said, this is where I want you to start. Now, therefore, why should we die? For this great fire will consume us. If we hear the voice of the Lord our God anymore, then we shall die. For who is there of all flesh that have heard the voice of the living God speaking out of the midst of the fire, as we have, and still live? Go thou here, and hear all that the Lord our God shall say, and speak thou unto us all that the Lord our God shall speak unto thee. Talking to Moses, you go do it. And we will hear it and do it. You go back up there. And you come down and you tell us what he told you. And what he told you, we will do it. Whatever he told you, man of God, woman of God, we will do it. 28. And the Lord heard the voice of your words. God heard you. When ye spake unto me, and the Lord said unto me, I have heard the voice of the words of this people, which they have spoken unto thee. They have well said all that they have spoken. I heard them when they said they would obey you. I heard them when they told you to come back up, and whatever you tell them to do, they're going to do it. He said, I heard them. 29. Oh, that's an old walk by itself. Oh, that there were such an heart in them. Only if they really meant it from their heart. Only if they really meant it. This is God talking. That they would fear me. God is looking for a people today that fears him, children. The world, the church, even the church world, don't really fear the Lord anymore. And they sure don't fear the leaders of the Lord anymore. She's a woman just like me. He's a man just like me. I got 3 degrees and he ain't got but one. I've been to this theological school and it's been invented out and I'm just like them. God said if you would just fear me. Look at your neighbor and say, help me to fear you, Lord. I want y'all to know we've already prayed, we've already bound the devil. And the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He gave me this message October 20th, and he's been working with me on this particular message since October the 20th. And I don't come to impress anybody or prove anything. I just come to be obedient and give you what he gave me. Those people told Moses, we would hear and we'll do whatever you say. But God saw the heart. It was a bunch of talk from their lips. There's no fear anymore. Used to be if God said it, they'd fear him enough to believe it, and they would do what he said. We're living in a time and day that Jesus is getting ready to come back here. Satan is in a hurry, stirring up everything and anything he can. And the children of God is being deceived by the words that's coming from Satan, making you feel you don't have to fear this world no more. Well, if God said it, that ought to settle it. If God said it, I don't care what nobody else say. God said it. There it is. Go, this is God. Say to them, get ye into your tents again. But as for you, as for thee, talking to Moses, stand thou here by me, stay right here, and I will speak unto thee all the commandments and statutes and judgments which thou shalt teach them. I got a word for you. Daughters of Zion, God's got a word for us. God's got a word. He's looking for a people that's willing to stand for him, that's willing to say what he says, whether they like it or not. God's got a word. You say, right here, Father Zion, I've got a word. See, I've got a dying world out there that I'm going to have to bring in. I have sheep of another fold that I must bring into this. But I need some strong, professional woman that's not ashamed to say, the Lord told me to come tell you that. The Lord sent me over here to do that.
Y'all see, I was in the headline. Look at this. I brought my arm just in case y'all act like y'all can see me. Let me show y'all. Let me see me out here. See me up there? Look, real low. That's me up on the shelf. I ain't sitting up here. And I had my name out there on the sign out there. I was in the Guardian. And I was in. And tell me what the devil kept. You worried about the devil? Because I ain't worried about it. See, my father and son raising me up. The whole time he tried to pull me down. I had to pray. Just in case some of y'all get sick.
Don't you feel weak? Don't you feel pain? Don't laugh. Don't laugh. Why, mama? She ain't laughing at me. He ain't laughing at me.
That you enjoyed our pastor's message today and were truly blessed. If you would like a copy of today's message, please call 337-238-0314. Or you can visit our website at churchofjesuschristhop.org. Praise be to God, to our founder, Bishop Elbert Mulberry, and our pastor, Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.